There you are. I've been looking all over for you. Guess I should have checked in here first. There's something I've been wanting to show you, that's why. Well, maybe show you is too strong of a word for what I have planned. I sort of, maybe kinda, want to test something out on you. Nothing serious, just. Okay, so you know how you recently gave me that grimoire you found? That's the one. I'm not sure if you know this, but it belonged to an old wizard named Ivory. And Ivory, well, she used to be fairly prominent in this area. According to the tome, a few of the towers around this part were actually built by her. Isn't that kind of cool? Ivory was apparently famous for some of her spells. I know at first we assumed she was some kind of a healer because of all the plants, and you know how almost every single spell involved the local flora as ingredients. But upon further investigation, it seems that Ivory was someone who was more on the offensive. Isn't that interesting? Almost everything in the book is about how to protect yourself from an attack. There's also ways to best use your opponent to your own advantage, where weaknesses are in every single species, that type of a thing. Judging on everything that was written, it seems that this grimoire couldn't have fallen in more capable hands, right? So I've been practicing some of the spells in it. Now, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, let's just say most of the spells have not gone as planned. It seems that either the book doesn't like me, or maybe I'm not as experienced with magic as I thought I was. Either way, I've only been able to get a few spells to actually work for me. I was able to enchant the tavern owner into letting us stay for free. He even refunded the gold back to me as an apology for taking it in the first place. That's gotta mean something, right? Oh, and I forgot to tell you. I was then able to make that enchantment into a little liquid form that I can now drop from my fingers. More than one drop is way too powerful, as I found out last night. Poor guy. But I can imagine that this spell might come in handy when we're trying to get information from locals. We probably aren't going to have to threaten anyone anymore. Unless it's for fun, of course. I was also able to get a truth spell, an instant attraction potion, a few protective wards, a paralysis spell, a vine enchantment, and then a few others. Nothing as helpful or serious as those, though. Do any of those sound like they intrigue you? Yeah, I thought that one would actually be really helpful, too. At the very least, the truth spell should help us when it comes to questioning. We will be able to determine if what someone is saying is the truth easier. But that doesn't mean the rest of the spells are useless. The whole reason I came here was because I wanted to show you the paralysis spell. I don't mean to brag, but I did have a little bit of success with it. So I was maybe hoping that I could, I don't know, show it to you firsthand. From my observations, it doesn't last long. And hour at most, and I only kind of, did that on my first try. It seems that the more emotions you put into the spell, the longer it lasts. I've only actually practiced this particular spell on inanimate objects like a clock, though. So I figured if I do it on you first, when the spell wears off, you can tell me exactly how it felt. Then we can determine if it's something we should ever use again as a team. I know. It's a bit of a risk, I know. But on the other hand, I kind of feel like the risk outweighs the reward. Don't you agree? I am confident that I'll be able to reverse the effects of the paralysis spell if something does go wrong. You've got nothing to worry about. I mean, how different is an inanimate object compared to a living thing? I've casted plenty of spells before, so it's not like this is my first rodeo. You felt everything, from the singes of a fireball I've created to the cooling sensations of my healing magic. You know what I'm capable of. You trust me, don't you? And I trust you. There's no one I would rather have my back in a fight than you. So believe me when I say, I wouldn't hurt you on purpose. Nothing is going to go wrong. At most, you're going to be paralyzed for an hour. At the very least, nothing happens, and you get to make fun of me for having a magic failure after spending a few days studying this archaic tome. Neither of those sound too bad, right? Exactly. Trust me, you're going to be okay. This is just a little practice before we use it in an actual fight. It's good to know exactly how spells work before using them. Trust me, it's going to be okay. All you have to do is stay right where you are. Stand right in front of me. You can do that easy enough, right? See? You're already doing a good job just by perfectly standing still. All right. Take a deep breath for me. The spell went a little something like Padranomum. Did it work? Can you move at all, or do I just sound crazy? Gods above. It worked. I did it. I was able to paralyze something that is living and not just a random fucking object. Holy shit. Holy shit, I did it. I'm the greatest wizard to have ever lived. Look at you. Can you even move your lips? What about your limbs? Can you even blink? Gods. Frozen in place. Stuck in time. It's like you're a statue or something. I'm assuming you can hear me, right? Can you make some sort of a noise if you can hear me? All right, so you can make noises. That's good to know. Can you make a high-pitched whine for me? That's going to be your yes. Can you make a low-pitched noise for me? That's going to be your no. I'll do my best to ask you only yes or no questions until the spell wears off. That way, we can still communicate. Now, can you feel my hand as I touch your neck? So you have feelings while paralyzed. That's good to know. I was a bit concerned that the spell would just put the body into a stasis effect. And then once time resumed, you would end up feeling everything all at once. That's good to know. Can you feel this? My breath lightly brushing over the sensitive skin near your ear. Can you feel that? That's good. And can you feel that? That's good to know. Do my lips feel good against your exposed skin? It's okay, pumpkin. No reason to get embarrassed about enjoying how I feel behind you. My arms coming around and hugging your waist, pulling you closer to me. Love how your body just stays in the same position. It's not like you're able to move with the paralysis spell in effect. Since this was my first time doing it on someone like you, it's going to be a little guessing game. We're going to find out how long you'll be stuck like this together. What do you think? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? An hour? A day? Being so good for me, pumpkin. Not like you have a choice, but you are being wonderful, letting me mark up your neck, leaving a hickey here and there. Do you think it's going to be instant or a slow discoloration? Oh, wait. You can't answer that. You can only say yes or no. Oh, it's all right, pumpkin. You don't really need to be able to say much more. It's better like this. Trust me. Feels so good against me, standing nice and still. Oh, you're normally so strong and capable. I like having you like this. Vulnerable, weak. On display, and all for me. It would be a crime to not take advantage of a situation like this, especially when you want it just as badly as me. Your whines are all the admission I need, pumpkin. You want more from me, don't you? Then let's see if you can actually take it. I can't expect you to do much in your current state. Frozen in place. Unable to even blink. But that's okay. If anything, I love a good challenge. Oh, yeah. My warm hand. working your pants off your stiff limbs. Wanna see if I can make you come like this pumpkin? While you can't move yourself consciously, if it's your body acting on its own, I wonder if it's going to work the same. I have to know. This is all for the sake of learning how the spell works, right? I knew you would understand. If we don't know the intricacies of how a spell works, then it's not good to use in battle. I need to be very thorough with you, don't I? It's all for the name of knowledge, of course. If I know how you respond to external stimuli while under paralysis, I'll be able to understand it better on the field. After all, what if the person I cast it on got hit with some kind of thunder? That might just snap them out of my spell, and I wouldn't want that to happen. You're more than happy to be my guinea pig, aren't you? I thought so, pumpkin. Now be good for me. I want to make you come. It tastes good. That means that the paralysis spell doesn't change anything about your composition, even temporarily. That's very good to know. Oh, I bet my tongue feels nice, licking up and down like this. I won't tell you to keep your eyes on me, but I'm not sure if you can move them. That's it, pumpkin. Licking it so well. Not like you have a choice to be a brat this time, but you're still being good for me. I think you look better like this, quietly taking what you're given. It suits you quite well. That's my sweet little pumpkin. Looks so good like this. Bet you're upset that you can't look down to see me between your legs, worshipping you. Mm. circling around as you let out some more pitiful excuse for moans. You're so cute like this. Getting more and more desperate as my tongue flicks against you, yet your body stays still. How interesting. Must be feeling good. Your noises are starting to get louder. It's not like you'll be able to show me how good it feels with your hips. You're frozen in time for me. It's so nice being able to set the pace, to drag this out and tease you. Gods, you're just so much fun to deny, aren't ya? Even when you're frozen in place, you're making noises, trying your best to encourage me. You can't get enough of my mouth, can ya? Look at you, pumpkin, taking it so well. You're making me so proud. Keep it up for me, will ya? Getting closer the more my tongue swirls around you. It feels so good, and yet I wouldn't know it if it weren't because of how close you are. To everyone else, I would look like I'm pulling out all the stops to get no reaction. But I can read you like a book, pumpkin. You're struggling to keep it together despite the paralysis. You want to come so badly, don't you? Keep wanting, pumpkin. It only spurs me on more. Love how you get so desperate. Mm. easy it is to make you needy, pumpkin. Getting closer the more my tongue works up and down. I'm going to see if you can come despite the magic keeping you still. Despite how good you're feeling, how close you are to the edge, you're still barely moving. I have to keep an eye on the most subtle movements, don't I? Your hips try to buck forward but fail. You're feeling so fucking good, aren't you? Love how my mouth takes you apart. Falling apart right above me, and no one would be any wiser if they saw you like this. Practically look stoic despite the intense pleasure you're feeling. So good for me, pumpkin. Oh, I'm going to keep being good and come for me. Come on, you can do it. You've earned this, pumpkin. You've been such a polite guinea pig. So come for me. Be a good pumpkin and claim the reward you deserve. That's exactly what I wanted. You did so well for me, pumpkin. Yes, you did. It seems that you're able to come despite the paralysis spell, huh? I guess that's something to add to the notes on this tome, then. Apparently, if the sensation is intense enough, it will make the person the spell was casted on break out of it, even if it is very lightly and only for a few seconds. But sometimes a few seconds is all you need to turn the tide of battle, which is why this is very good to know. Seems that this was actually a helpful endeavor and not just some half-formed plan to get in your pants. Look at me go. How are you doing? That's right. You're still frozen in place. And judging by the clock, you still have at least 20 minutes like this. Oh, don't groan, pumpkin. It could always be worse. You could be alone with your thoughts while frozen in place. Isn't it much nicer to have your friend as a distraction? Exactly, pumpkin. Now, what to tell you about? I know. So, you weren't there last night, but down at the bar, this dragonborn dude, like, had a solid foot and a half on me at least. Well, he approached me and he was all like, "Hey, dude.